We welcome on the program now Beatriz Dietrich. She's working for the international consultancy company Forbes McKinsey, based in London. She's working here in Madrid. And welcome on the program, Beatriz.
Hello, how are you?
I wanted to ask you a little bit, if you can tell our listeners, in the Spanish crisis, it's always said that medium-sized companies here in Spain should become more international, should go global, should not be afraid of entering new cultures. What would be your advice for these companies?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, there's one important thing, or there are a number of important things to consider. A company should go global if its business is healthy. A company that has a business that is actually unhealthy, meaning it might have financial trouble, organizational issues, needs to address those issues firstly, because just by going to an international market, it's not going to solve that problem, and it's going to become a weight around your neck, so to say, and it's most likely going to help to drown the company rather quickly than help it out of the crisis. But considering there are a lot of companies here that are actually quite healthy, but they have the problem that the market is slowly drying up, which can be furthered by the crisis, of course. And considering they have tried different angles, different strategies to revive the home market, to find new ways for their products and services, and if all that fails, then you really look at internationalization. The important thing about internationalization, maybe to say first of all, we're not talking about going quickly to another country, selling a bit, and then going back and leaving it. It is a complete change in the strategy and structure of a company.
So it will take its time to...
It will take its time, that's one thing. But it's important for companies to understand this is not a quick way out of trouble. This is a step you take which will bring your business a lot further, most likely will grow your business, but at the same time it is not a short-term step. It's not something you do quickly and then you can backpedal. You really change the ways of your company. So that's important to understand. There are a number of I'd say success factors that are really important for companies to consider. And we actually posted a blog recently on our webpage, www.forbesmckinsey.com, which go a little bit into that as well. But I just want to mention a few of those because I think they're important for a company to consider. Mm-hmm. So when going international, one of the things is you're going to a different country. So your mindset really has to tune in to that different country. We can't come with our local mindset thinking, oh, things are going to work the same way there as they work in our home market. We really have to understand this is a different market, these are different customers, these are different ways things are done, and if we don't have that sort of knowledge, we might need to get it from someone as well. Mm-hmm. But it's important to have that openness of the mind to really see, okay, this is a different place. We're going to do things differently.
Do you think a joint venture can be a good opportunity?
It can be a good opportunity if you're talking about a joint venture with a local partner, for example. That really can give you, obviously you have to be careful. You don't just do it if you feel you're not comfortable with a person. But considering you have a company you feel comfortable with, who bring in that local knowledge, who need actually something that you have and that only you can provide, then it can be a very good step. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is also that you have to have a competitive advantage, really, to go international. If you do not differentiate, really, or what you do is something that the market already has, then chances are very slim that you really will succeed, with or without a joint venture partner. But the important thing is to know the market, so therefore also researching the market is very, very important, so that you really understand how you want to go in there, how you position yourself in that market, and considering that maybe you will have a partner, yes, that would be great, but plan it almost like you will have to go it alone. mm-hmm. because it's safer, because a joint venture can fail. And what then, if you really, really, if your whole strategy of entering that market is based on a joint venture, it can be really tough mm-hmm. because it might mean that A, you have a, you're weaker in with respect to in the sort of in the power play, so to say, with a joint venture partner, you have a real weakness. Mm-hmm. You'd have a real weakness. So it's really important to see how you can see it through with your own resources, or to see that you actually have the resources that are necessary. Mm-hmm. And adapt also your organization to this new step, excuse me, so that you actually, you have a structure that is able to support your new business. So mm-hmm. you don't just think, oh, I can use the structure, my organizational structure that works perfectly fine in my home market. Mm-hmm. Might not work that well in your, in the international market.
Mm-hmm. The Spanish companies have a tendency, if they go global, they normally go to markets that where they speak the same language as Latin America, where they have more or less the same culture, mm-hmm. and so they it's very comparatively easy for them to enter these markets. Do you think it's the right strategy, or should Spanish companies also start focusing on European markets, Asian markets?
I think they should. It's important. They should focus. You focus on a market where you think, first of all, where you think your products and services will actually fit, where you can offer something that is unique and will be long-term sellable. That's really how you first of all think about a market. It is obviously important that you don't have language issues or cultural issues, but here's the thing: if you don't have that in your own organization, then you have to perhaps buy in that support with local support, local consultancy company, local staff. If you, for example, depending on your structure, if you have a structure that requires a local outlet, you would probably have local staff, so you can actually fill that gap. Not to be able to speak at all the language, or at least the language that is used in trade, which is English, usually, would be a problem. That is true. If, for example, a company had absolutely no resources that spoke English, decent English, going to a country that where English is required would be very difficult, because you need to be able to communicate, no matter how much local support you can buy in. But you would need to get, in that case, the skill level of your staff. You would need to up it. You'd perhaps have to train them, or you might have to get staff that is able to fulfill that sort of task, to actually speak the language, has the understanding perhaps, and can be trained up maybe even more. Mm-hmm. That's important. To go in completely blank is dangerous.
Beatriz, thank you very much for that insight, and it made us understand that to go global means to do a whole brainstorming about your company, not just thinking about which market you can enter. Just you have to rethink your whole strategy at
totally.
All.
Totally.
And the crisis now probably is a big chance to do that, and then to
yes.
see where you can go. Thank you very much, and good night, Beatriz.